seems like I'm living out in Greece. Or catch me at the deli with my bacon, egg, and cheese. Or this is true culinary, this is what's behind the scenes. Cooking in the kitchen, that big money where we eat. Oh,
fresh dishes, stories from the kitchen.
Kitchen rolls from the gutters in broadcast form.
Who's Hungry Baby, episode 59.
It's 50.
Nine of the Rags to Dishes podcast. I'm your host, Max Messier-Richter. With me, as always, is the great Dan Cotter. Dan, you look a little sun-kissed. Were you out on the boat today?
Yes, but about by. Your boy, D-Cot, was out on the boat all afternoon. I feel sun-kissed and beachy AF. I got a fucking Loyal Lemonade right here.
Nice.
And I got to tell you, I am very happy to bid adieu to the 50 cent bit because this is our last episode 50 something.
50. Nine.
I'm so glad
podcast.
We get to say goodbye to that until episode 150. Which at this pace, I'll probably be 63 by the time we record that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Today, we're joined by a very special guest, Scout.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I did that wrong, huh? I should have said.
What did you do wrong? You did everything great. Name.
Yeah, I should have been like.
No,
yeah.
You did great, dude. Everything's okay. On schedule.
Listen,
everything's
I'm having a rough time. Scout.
Is it because you got so beaten so handily by Johnny B in that debate about tipping?
Oh, I thought you were talking about John Barbera. I was like, Johnny B has never beat me in a debate.
I was talking about the real Johnny B.
Listen, I've had a lot. Let's not get into that yet. I want to introduce Scout. Scout, welcome to the show. It's been long overdue.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely think we're going to be having Scout on more just because, and I'm glad we have you on now because speaking of tipping, I really wanted to get a server on for this next
of course
bit, but me and Scout go way back, and Scout, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Then you know what? Well, thank you for coming on because this is great to have you. Wow. Wow, look at this fucking effects we got.
Yeah.
Listen to this production value, family. And you say you won't sign up for Patreon? I mean, come on.
It's episode.
Listen to this.
Oh, I turned
it off. Oh, he boofed to the 50 fucking.
You know, we'll get back.
Oh, my God. $10 he edits this out. Anyway, Scout, thanks for coming on. And let's get down to it. Should we start from the beginning?
Well, I guess I got a question.
Yeah.
You know, we know, you know, if you're a long listener to the show, you kind of know how this goes. So we're going to start at the beginning. Did we ever work together?
No, we didn't work together.
All right. Got him.
Okay. That's what Bruce thought, too. He was like, oh, when you worked at Aunt Carrie's.
Because our time was like close.
Really close. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the Clam Shack.
Because everyone worked at Aunt Carrie's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So
it's like
I came the summer that you and Joe quit. But Cal still worked there. Okay. Yeah.
For the listeners that don't know, Aunt Carrie's is just like what? Like it's just a fried clam shack, you would say, right? Like a clam cake place?
I mean, like, I wouldn't
it's
say
one of those takeout window
they
only
places.
They
created the clam cake.
I mean, I don't know that for a
Did
fact.
They?
I mean,
they claim that they created the clam cake because it's been open since like 1896.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they claim that, and I won't take that away from them, but
I kind of want that to be true.
As a Rhode Islander, yeah. you definitely want to be able to claim
it. I believe
that.
It.
Excuse me. Sorry, folks.
Clam cakes are gross.
That was embarrassing.
By the way.
I just fucking.
They are.
Oh, no, they are. They're gross. Like, I'm sorry. If I went to Aunt Gary's right now, I haven't had a clam cake in so long that I'm sure I'd love it.
Oh, yeah. It would be bomb.
Motherfuckers be eating like 12.
But when someone comes in and they get like 2 dozen clam cakes and it's like a table of 2 or something, and you know they're just about like, to both eat
like dog. It's like 750 calories.
Yeah,
per clam cake.
I think it's so funny because people will be like, "I'm eating seafood," and it's like, "Bro,
you're eating
a fucking doughboy that has like 1 speck of clam in the middle of it."
And that's what people just always bitch about, which is like. You would think that they would just understand
like
by now. There will be no clams in your clam cake.
That's so funny. I've never thought about that, but it's like.
That's like the number one complaint. Well, I've only worked pretty much in like shitty seafood restaurants, but that would be always the number one complaint, especially at Aunt Carrie's.
That's mind blowing me. That's like someone coming to like get a frozen lemonade from Dell's and they're like, there's only 1 lemon rind. It's like, you don't get it. There's no lemons.
Actually,
there's no clams in your clam cake. That's like the point.
But let's clam up the clam cakes a little bit and get some. I'd go to a place that was like, yo, we got stuffed ass clam
cakes. I mean, I guess,
you know,
one wouldn't argue against more clams in a clam cake. But when you're getting, first of all, if you're getting a clam cake, you're like, I'm getting a fried dough ball. Like, I feel like nobody that knows what they're doing goes into buying a clam cake and goes, okay, I'm buying seafood.
But like,
except for like a tourist that has never had a clam cake before.
Rhode Island is a small state.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel like it's one of the smallest.
How many heads in America, like out of the 300 million in America, how many people you think have eaten clam cakes?
Well, fucking obviously less than percentage. A third, dude. I'm not talking about people. I'm just saying.
Like, all right.
The whole point is people that have never had clam cakes before are surprised that there's no clams, and they just don't realize that that's the whole point.
Yeah, and like, is
you're not here for the, even though it's called a clam cake, it should be called fried ball of dough that maybe has one clam in it.
Yeah, definitely. And people will order them too. They'll be, when they come out of state, they'll be like, oh, what are those? Cause they'll see them come by and they're always like, that looks really good. And then they'll order it and then they'll be like, oh, not what I had expected, because it's kind of gross.
It's just a fried ball of batter.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally.
And on carries, they cook them in fat.
Oh, it's my like, God.
Think if you got a chicken tender, but there was no chicken. There was just the tender.
Oh, God.
Like, it's like if you had just the breading with nothing inside the breading. Like, that's kind of the point of a clam. Like, you're, if you're a tourist and you want to get, like, a seafood fast food thing, you're better off getting, like, a stuffy or something. Stuffies are gas.
Yeah, stuffies are wicked good.
I don't like stuffies either.
Sorry. At least it's in a clam.
I'm not hating, but
it's
like,
in a quahog shell, so you can be like, "This is definitely seafood." I mean, it's in a fucking shell.
And
bro.
Then you're still like, "All right, so like, where's the fucking?"
Yeah, it's like all stuffy.
But I feel like
it's almost like, have you ever had a crab cake where you're just like, "This is just fucking bread, bro." Like,
but that's the thing. It's like, that's a good point, because it's like, if you go to Maryland and you get a crab cake, are you going to complain when you just get like a fucking doughboy that has like a slight Old Bay crab taste?
I mean, like, to be honest,
the best I've crab never cakes really don't been, taste like crab.
I've never really been to Maryland, but if the crab cake sucked, I'd let you know the crab cake sucked. So, Scout, but was like on carries your first job ever?
No.
Or your first service industry job ever?
So I worked at Phil's Rooftop when it first opened. It was my first job. I was like 16 or 17. Well, not my first job. SRI was our first. Yeah.
We did work together.
We worked together, but we were never on the same
team. We were cleaning houses. Yeah.
I would always be with like
Joe Fick. Connections are being made.
Yeah.
That's like
everyone's first job.
It's like 12 years ago.
Yeah. Like, you didn't need a license. You didn't need anything.
We're not even going into
it. Yeah, it was horrible.
It's a whole nother episode. We'll bring you back for that.
I mean, looking back now, that was a sick job.
Yeah.
And I should have like been like,
I didn't do
anything. You didn't have to do anything. I would literally just sit in like the room I was supposed to be cleaning.
Turn the air conditioner.
Yeah.
Yo, those jobs are sick on paper, but just it's like long term.
Like crap
it was
all like, over.
It was jobs for like 15-year-old kids. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not like
they're dope for that, but it's like long term.
Oh,
how long can you do nothing?
Yeah.
It was only on Saturdays.
Too. It was and I would make like, how much would you make? Like 50 bucks or something?
Bucks, yeah.
And I'd be like, fuck yeah, I just made a shit ton of money. Like
just job
groceries
that's just
with that
made
now.
For like an American Pie movie or some shit.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Phil's Rooftop.
So Phil's Rooftop was my first like restaurant job. I got hired as a hostess. It was like opening night was my first night there. Wasn't trained
the
anything
of the rooftop,
which actually
the first night they ever opened the rooftop.
Yeah.
So just for context for the listeners, Phil's is like a local breakfast diner that is just typical of any breakfast diner in any fucking town ever, with a flat top and home fries in the corner of the flat top. But then they were the most popular breakfast diner in town, so they like had the money to like expand and have like an upper deck area. Didn't they try to have like dinner service up there too?
Yeah, it was I got in at work at like 4 and then wouldn't leave until like 2 a.m. or something.
Did you guys get good business? Like, did they get good business?
It was slammed when I first started.
2 a.m.?
Yes, it was so. And I don't even work at George's until that late.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Cause yeah, because their bar would stay open until 1, but they would make the hostess stay that whole time. And then I'd have to like roll silver or something. Yeah.
Fuck, the hostess had to stay for that's insane.
I know, but it was my first one, so I was like, oh, okay.
Calling cap? Did you just call cap?
No, not on you guys, on the restaurant. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you're using that term right, but we'll just go with it. But yeah, dude, that's insane because it's like usually restaurants are like looking to cut people as soon as they can. Yeah. So they can be like, you're not working anymore. We're not paying you anymore.
Yeah.
And usually like hostess and like food runners
I feel like when a place is just opening or just doing something new, they always overstaff and they're like, fuck it, because we're going to make a bunch of money this week.
Yeah, but still, why wouldn't you cut the host? Like, I get it, but like you would overstaff. But then as soon as people are done coming there to sit down for dinner, why wouldn't you just like when it's clearly like, oh, it's only bar patrons at this point. It's like, just cut the fucking host and get them out of there.
I don't know. I feel like they were trying to be kind of like classy. Like, you don't have to sit yourself.
They were like, oh, we need a lady at the front of the restaurant at all times.
Like, so this young girl will help you.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't want to say it, but that's what I was thinking.
That's definitely what was. And you'd have to go all the way up those stairs to get in. Yeah. So there would be like a massive wait and people would just be waiting like all the way down the stairs. And it would be so, yeah. So I had no idea what I was doing. Didn't understand that there's a seat rotation, you know, table rotation, whatever. And I would just sit like 1, 2, 3, 4, like someone's flat seat, someone's section, and then like not see anyone else. Nobody ever told me. And I remember nothing.
All right, hold on. Let's slow down for a second. So you were the host. And this restaurant was arranged where like servers had sections.
Yeah.
And so nobody trained you when you came in to like, hey, maybe spread the table out to people's sections. No. And so you just were like, okay, there's table 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Like, let me just sit
people table 1, 2, 3, not realizing that table 1, 2, 3, or 4 are all in like one service section. Like, that's nuts that they would like not train you at all.
Yeah.
Because that's a fucking fire to walk into where you got servers being like, why the fuck aren't you serving?
Yeah.
Like, that's so like, of all the things to not train somebody on, it's like maybe train the host on the most important part of their fucking job, which is spreading the tables out to different people. Like, you're fucking setting a host up for fucking failure when you're like, yeah, just do what you want. And then the servers are going to flip. Like, imagine a Kyle Amendola coming at you, bro.
Yeah, because the servers are like brutal too, right?
What the fuck are you doing to me?
Yeah.
You're taking my livelihood.
Yeah. Like, some like 40-year-old woman came up to me and she was like, are you going to sit me or not? I was like, this is my first job. So I was like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. What do those words mean? I'm a child. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. So the grandmother who's been around forever at that place, everyone that's been at Phil's has seen her.
The godmother?
She's wicked short. Yeah. I guess she was telling the manager that I was telling everyone it was going to be a 6 to 8 hour wait. Which, like, when would any human ever say those things? Like, you can maybe come tomorrow.
That's
like,
mad funny.
Yeah, so.
That's so funny, because if you think about it realistically, even if a host or hostess was to accidentally say 6 hours or 4 to 6 hours, the people they were saying it to would automatically be like, hours?
Yeah.
And you would immediately be like, oh, no, I meant something else. Like,
yeah.
What? So, like, they must have literally just walked by and overheard something incorrect and then flipped out about it?
Yeah. So then the manager, like, I worked there for, like, I think, like, 2 months. And then the manager, like, sat me down one night and she was like, yeah, you know, I heard you've been saying this to like, customers and we're probably, like, losing out on all this business because you tell people it's a 6 hour wait, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I didn't do that, but like, okay, I don't really care anymore. And she goes, so we were thinking, do you want to be a busser at,
They
went for the demotion.
Yeah. So I got, dude, but it was at the breakfast one in Narragansett.
Oh, the second Phil's shoes?
Yeah. Like the so they were like, you can be.
There's another Phil's?
There was
in Charlestown. Oh. I don't know about Narragansett, but I remember there was Phil's in Wakefield. I didn't know that. Phil's Hungry Haven was like in Charlestown, like right on Route 1 where Route 2 meets Route 1. I remember it was called Phil's Hungry Haven.
Yeah.
Was there a different one?
Yeah, there was one in Gansett. It was then it turned into Melgie's, and now I don't know what
it is. You're fucking right, because I remember a Phil's Melgie's weird thing where like something was Phil's for a second, and then it was Melgie's like a
second.
Down by
the Cumbies on the Gauntlet?
Yeah, right in that plaza. One
down, still Melgie's.
You're right, and you're reminding me of this just now, that they fucking did open another Phil's up there for like 1 second, and then it was just like, no, it's Melgie's.
Yeah.
Damn, so they just were like, hey, we got to get you out the door, but we don't want to fire.
Yeah, which was like, I guess, very nice of them. And obviously,
or cowardly. If they don't like you, be straight up enough to be like, you're fired. Instead of being like, we're going to annex you. We're going to exile you to this fucking other
Yeah.
Thing.
And I think I like lacked probably like some confidence to be like, no, fuck you. I'm just going to go find another job.
You were like a teenager.
Oh, I fucking did it. Of course. Because I was like, okay.
Yeah. When you're a teenager, you don't know any better.
And like, I didn't really care. I'd rather go somewhere in the morning, work until 3, get out.
The best.
I was, you know, like I was sleeping all day and then going to work because, you know, I'd start at 4. So I would like get up at like 1 and I was like, this isn't good. Like, you know, I'm not even having a summer.
You gotta have a summer, babe.
Yeah. So
that's what it's all about.
And I made more money because I was a busser. So I was making tips and I was the only one there.
I'm hoping
it was so chill. Like,
dude, I'm hoping you can speak on this, but I've always wondered, but like, it feels like if you were a server, being a breakfast server, it kind of seems like the tits, especially in terms of hours, because it's like everybody knows it's like, if you can be done by like 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and then have the rest of your day to do other shit, that's dope. But obviously, breakfast tables are lower check totals than dinner tables.
Facts.
So I feel like it's like if you can get a breakfast job at like an overpriced restaurant, it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Or like, if you can find that vibe where it's like, I'm making enough money to get by, but I'm not up till 1 a.m. or 4 a.m.
And I'm home by like 4, 3.
Dude, was that your experience?
So,
was it good shit working breakfast?
I think it was because there was only 2 servers in the whole restaurant and then just me as a busser.
Yeah, that helps.
So, and again, this is my first, bless you, my first dish, like, restaurant job. So I had no idea like the amount of money that people actually do make, like as a server or bartender.
Like, it's cool that I'm making this, not knowing that the person above you is going home
with like 10 times the money. So
shout out Johnny B.
So I would make, I think I was 5 an hour and then tips. So I'd get like, you know, $40 or something. And I'd be like, oh, from tip out. And then my hourly. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Like cash straight away. So whatever. And what else was I doing? Like, I didn't have a car or anything.
You don't know any better.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously, I only stayed 1 summer. Like, or I don't even know what happened. I didn't get fired from there, but
I feel like
I must have just left.
I feel like when we were younger, like,
you might have gone back to school and then it's like such
seasonal
a great
job.
Yeah.
It's the best where you're like, hey man, well, I only have to do this job for another 2 weeks and then I'm going back to fucking learn calculus. So fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like
definitely
the first
what
year I did on Carrie's. I remember I just did the summer and then like did a couple because they closed
and
right?
then didn't
they
learn
closed.
Closed.
Yeah.
They closed for the winter. Yeah, they're like they're open 6 months of the year or something like that.
Yeah, you're like, I'm done with this summer. I'm gonna go not learn calculus. So I'll see you later, buddy.
I never even took calculus.
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Anyway,
I'm not.
So where'd you go from there?
Yeah, what, like, On Carrie's is next, right?
On Carrie's is next. Okay. It was, what, like, junior, senior year of high school, and we were in health class, and Natalie Nascenzi was like, hey, like, does anyone, do
Shout
you guys,
out.
Yeah, do you guys want a job at On Carrie's? And it was me and this other girl, and we were both like, I mean, yeah, that'd be cool. Like, whatever. I don't have a job yet. So
you know, like, I've never had a job, but yeah, let's go.
I don't know
what a job is, but yeah.
So then I went down there and obviously they hire anyone. So
I've worked with so many different people just from that job alone.
Yeah.
Like in and outs.
Wow. Yeah. So I was a counter girl, obviously, first. So that's where like you're the front person, like taking the to-go orders from the people that wait in line forever.
Mm-hmm. You had to be like good looking enough to work that job.
Yeah, too. You were.
Is that
you
why
had
you never
to be,
got it?
Yeah.
There were never boys.
They're like dish pit.
Let me say this with more emphasis than I've ever said ever before. That checks out. Thank you. All right, go on.
Yeah, so only young girls were counter girls. I mean, obviously you're a counter girl. Once there was a boy with us, but he didn't work that much. So if you were a young girl, you were either counter
also,
girl.
I feel like I remember being jealous of y'all because y'all made like a bunch of fucking
tips.
And we like
shit ton of money.
Shit.
Well, yeah. Dude, that's because we're living in a counter world and she's a counter girl.
Oh my God.
True.
Thank you. Shout out Madonna.
Anyway.
Sorry.
So you were either put as a counter girl or you were put in ice cream. And I think I wanted ice cream because like who wouldn't want to be
everyone
who
wanted
wouldn't
ice
want
cream.
Like I that was just like for some reason you thought too it was like a prettier person's job. Like dude, you're not in a greasy clam shack, you're in like you're a nice ice cream girl, like yeah.
I mean I was
classier.
You know, I would say based off attractiveness.
Oh yeah, that's great. Keep going with this sentence. Yeah, let's see.
The counter girls were
so
definitely
according to
cuter than the ice
judgment
cream girls.
On people's appearance.
Listen, you know, you don't have to just act like the world's blind. People are ugly and people are good looking. You know, you don't have to get so sensitive about it.
Oh, or a dessert girl. Remember that was a job? You could be a dessert girl.
I don't remember that.
You literally
because you were never offered. You were never dessert girl material.
Yeah.
I was too much of an uggo. I understand. I know my fucking place.
You cut the pie.
Wait, they worked like on the expo station, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I kind of recall.
Like Holly was a dessert girl.
They would be like,
Holly worked there?
Holly Klein, yeah.
Oh, because Holly's sister worked there. Okay,
yeah. So I worked with Anna for a little.
Ladies and gentlemen, Holly worked there,
yeah.
Man.
Like, yeah.
There should be like a high school yearbook for people that worked at Ontario.
Honestly, too, like everyone... A lot of the customers would come in and be like, I used to work here 40 years ago.
Dude,
and it was just like a
one
common,
summer.
Yeah. And it was also like, what do you really want me to say to that? Like, cool.
Yeah.
Like,
I love that you brought this up because it's one of the worst things that customers do ever. And it would always happen that at the establishment when people would be like, I've been coming here for 30 mm-hmm. years. And you would be like, this restaurant has not been open for 30 years. So automatically everything you're saying is just complete bullshit. And I'm not going to fucking listen
to you. Or like when people come in, they're like, I'm friends with the owner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I work for the owner.
Yeah.
Like, even in the fucking like random occasion where maybe you have been coming here for 35 years. So the fuck what, dude? People are the worst. So it should be the same $2 for your entire meal that it was 30 years ago. Like things change.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. The
like,
prices
things,
is definitely like
fucking
the,
change.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tip accordingly.
Uh-huh. Yes, please.
Dude, you
what? You need, should we not tip accordingly, Dan?
You should tip the people that it's appropriate to tip.
Listen, so, all right, you know what? I'm sorry, Scout, but we're jumping into this right now because it's been a hot take. A lot of people.
Just like a person that knows they're losing an argument, go ahead and change the subject.
It's been very 50-50 of people getting pissed at Johnny B's take and pissed at my take. But without even talking about the takes, I think I'm just this podcast right now is going to set a new standard for the world. So
you know what? I love that energy.
If you're listening to this podcast as of right now, if you're not tipping 30%, you're cheap, and if you're not tipping 20% on takeout, you're cheap.
Okay, disregard what Max said because there's a lot.
I just raised the bar. It's 30% now.
Yeah, but that applies to real restaurants, not like places where you work. Like,
yeah, I just said, but my place gets 20 now, so fuck it.
No, you shouldn't be getting 20 because you don't deserve 20.
Absolutely not.
But you don't because you get paid a normal wage.
I guess you, but what's a normal wage?
You get paid more than $3 an hour. Like, this is what you don't get. Like, okay, I'm sorry, Scout. Scout, you're going to have to give me like about 5 minutes right here. Hopefully a lot less.
You're so wrong.
Okay, you can say that, but like, everybody else will know. Johnny B's whole point was there are people that get paid like $3 an hour or less to be a server.
Is that those true?
Yeah, you don't get anything.
Yes, you've never met a waiter.
I've never gotten a check.
Every person we worked with at the establishment, when they got their checks at the end of the week, the check was for like $8.
Sure.
It's for nothing.
I never even got a check.
They make, it's no, like you throw it out, it's like $2.75 or something. It's no money. The whole reason we tip those people is because they don't get paid a wage. They get paid $3 an hour for tax purposes, of which they get like 25 cents. So in reality, their entire wage is what they get tipped. Johnny B's point was that people go to work at a coffee shop like you, not you in particular.
I'm on the spectrum.
You're definitely on that spectrum, bro. Some people go to work at a coffee shop or some other such establishment, and they're getting paid 12, 13, 15, 17, whatever amount of money per hour, and then they're asking for 20% on the tip. Yes, I think that Johnny B's point was that since when do people that make $15 an hour get to ask for 20% tip, when the whole reason a 20% tip is a thing is because you're paying the wage of somebody that makes only like $3 an hour. So that's why I 100% back his point, because if you're making $15 an hour, you don't need tips. Yeah, tips are cool, and maybe they help you get a living wage now because your employer's not paying you enough.
Dan,
but like, if you're getting paid a wage that's over $10 an hour, you don't deserve 20% tips, period. End of story. Thank
you, Dico. Dan, that was the most conservative take I've ever heard from you. And you were talking about how hard on the left you were. $15 is not enough to survive off of, nor is 12, nor is 10, nor is 20.
That's up to the people that
anyway I'm speaking. Thank you. I love you, Dan.
Come on, straw man, let me get it.
Those tips are split between a large group of people.
I understand.
Not one person is one
of those
people.
Let
me speak, sir. I let you speak, sir.
Okay, you're right.
May I speak, sir? Again, I understand that
I'm letting you speak and I don't hear any information.
So I think what you're trying to say is I make $15 an hour and I want 20% tips too. And I think Johnny B's point was,
what the fuck up.
Johnny B's point was, why did he bust? I did, and you didn't say anything.
I was just starting and you interrupted again.
Well, now I've started, and so you have to wait for I'm done before you can start again. That's the way it works.
We're here to talk about Scout and you're going,
we're here to talk one at a time.
If you're the one talking, I guess.
Well, if I'm the one talking, you need to wait until I'm done. I think Johnny B's point was, why are people that are making more than $10 an hour getting paid a 20% tip, when it used to be the whole reason that 20% tip is a thing is because
it's not. Now it's 30. So,
okay, Max, shut up. The whole reason tipping,
I mean, shut up. I don't even get
the whole reason 30% tipping is a thing is you need to pay that person's wage. Because they're not getting paid a wage, so you have to pay 30% to pay their wage.
I understand that.
Which we all agree is fucked.
Dude, this is...
And America should change.
You need to calm down.
I think Johnny B's point is, why do you need to pay 30 or 20 or any percent to someone that's already making a wage? That's his point. It's like,
but then, so why would you tip anyone? Why would you tip your Uber driver? Why would you tip the hotel people? Why would you tip? Would you tip anyone except for a waiter?
Max. I'm still down to tip people at coffee shops. I'm just not down to tip them 20%.
Yeah, and
that's the
what
point
I'm
you're missing
is no, you sound like a Republican.
No, I don't.
You don't
understand. You're not listening, Max. Stop talking for a second.
We still survive off those tips, dude. You sound like a dick.
No one's advocating against tipping.
You just said that people at a coffee shop don't deserve a 20% tip.
Yes, I stand by that.
And dude, you're so wrong.
I'm not.
You are terribly wrong.
The people that get 24.
Scout, what do you think?
So like.
Yeah, thank you, Scout.
Okay. I don't necessarily think that you need to give like 20%. But also, if your bill is like $20 at a coffee shop, just give them like, and it's on your credit card, whatever, right? $5. Like, I don't really like. Like, I would do
but
that.
But $5 is a lot at a coffee.
Like, no, it's not, dude.
It is, dude.
And 20% on a coffee is like a dollar. Most of the time, you're tipping like 75 on cents. What?
You're talking about?
Yeah, dude. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Matt. We literally talked about it with her working at Phil's. Breakfast, early day shit is cheap as fuck. And if you're not tipping 20%, you're a piece of shit.
That's
dude.
A different situation.
If
that's
your
a
bill's $21 at a coffee shop and you don't tip,
you're not. You're comparing. Her being a server at a breakfast place to being a barista at a coffee shop.
I'm talking about prices of how much things cost.
It does. That's not the issue here. The issue is if she is. It's an issue of right, what I the people are being.
We're
paid.
Just running in a circle now.
No, but because you're not listening, Max.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's
listening.
An issue of what the people are being paid.
You sure on, you want the people?
If know? You're, if she's, a, how much were you being paid, Scout, per hour when
she
you
was
were
bussing? So we're you're talking bussing, about a different.
When I was busing, $5, but that was also
that's
like
less than minimum
that's
wage.
10 years ago, so
yeah,
let's
almost
fucking
15
chill.
That
years
was
ago.
Less than what minimum wage
okay,
was
so
10 years ago.
So it was she's making $10 an hour now.
That's a server. At, no,
I plus doubt
tips.
They'll. I well, I doubt Max, that they're giving that
10
now.
10 years when I got hired when I was
you
13,
want me to look up what minimum wage was 10 years ago?
It was over $5 because I know when I got hired at 13,
yeah,
it was $6.75.
It definitely was. So she's slightly
when you,
under minimum
when
wage.
When you make less than minimum wage, your wage is tip-based.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with someone who has a tip-based wage, I would always tip minimum 20%. You're trying to paint me out as someone that like doesn't like tipping.
Again,
I'm not Steve Buscemi in Reservoir
listen,
Dogs.
Listen, listen.
I no, you
I'm just saying you no, you you've been talking the whole fucking podcast and no one's gotten a word in. You're the only person that's been speaking the whole podcast. You realize that, right? You're the only one that's been getting their word in.
But I could finish my point and then
you
could say that.
You haven't finished a point.
Because you're talking.
All you've said basically is, I don't think I should have to tip 20% at a coffee shop. And what I'm saying is, we're raising the tipping on all scales. So now the people at the coffee shop do deserve 20 because those people that are waiting on you are now going to get 30. So how do you feel about that?
I think you're wrong and you're pulling those numbers out of your fucking dank butthole.
What do you mean? I'm just raising... 20 is not enough for
bro,
waiters.
When you get paid $15 an hour, you don't deserve a 20% tip. Like,
but it's not one person getting tipped. You're tipping the whole staff.
Yeah, but the whole staff is getting paid a wage.
Dude, I mean, whatever. We don't have to keep
talking
about
need
it.
To get
you
want to
be cheap and not tip people at coffee
See,
shops?
See, that's the thing.
No one deserves tips outside of waiters. They're the only ones that work hard. I get it.
Way to fucking talk hyperbolic
don't,
and make
listen,
it sound like...
Listen, all, right. all you out there... When you come get your $4, $5, $6 latte, if you don't want to give that 75 cent tip, keep it. It's all good.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's all
Max,
good.
That's
we
what
don't
I'm...
deserve it.
Max.
We don't work as hard as a waitress.
Okay, I'm going to end
we
this.
We don't
with
roll
just...
the silverware.
Max,
let
don't me
just... give us 20%. Decot, Johnny B, you guys were right.
I'm just going to say one last thing.
Of no, course.
What you just said, I'm totally down for. When I fucking get
so
a
why
coffee,
are you saying no?
I'm not saying no, you're not listening. I'm down to pay 75 cents. What I'm not down for is when the fucking tablet says I need to pay $7 as a tip. Anytime I go to
so
a coffee...
So then don't spend $35. Don't spend $35 at
out.
A coffee shop if you
out.
Don't want to tip $7, bro.
You don't get it. Like,
no, you don't get it. You might be too far into the industry, bro.
A coffee shop is not a 20% tip situation.
It is.
What I'm saying is the whole 20% thing became a thing because that's how we calculated that those people could make a living wage. Is like if they made 20% of their checks, they could get by on only $3 an hour. Now we have people that make more than $10 an hour, like at a coffee shop or something. And then they want 20% too. Max, my point is not that they don't deserve tips at all. I will totally tip those people. My point is that 20% is too much of a tip. I would typically tip those people like a dollar or maybe $1.50 or something like that. I think the whole issue that you're dealing with is you think I'm saying They don't deserve tips at all.
No,
what I'm saying is they don't deserve 20% tips.
Listen, I'm saying
they have a salary.
Okay,
that pays them.
We're stopping and we're going back into Scout's stories over here.
Streets know what it is.
Even that, you sound cheap as fuck.
Cool. You can keep attacking me and acting like I'm an asshole for that, but like
I stop tipping like shit.
I don't tip like shit, and you know that.
Okay.
Like you're just trying to do ad hominem attacks to act like I'm a fucking asshole, but like,
can I just say you both have like attacked those grapes very vigorously this whole time?
They burst with so much flavor.
Well,
even
good.
Like just manhandling the grapes in the middle.
I gotta
of the
go,
table.
Y'all.
No, we're just getting started, but we're ending that fucking topic. Let's go back into
because you can't deal with it.
How long were you a friend of like a
counter girl?
Yeah.
So we're 10 minutes into the episode because we cut out all that.
45 Jesus. Minutes. In the
no,
episode.
We cut out all that. So we're only 10
we're not cutting that out.
So, ouch. one summer. But being a counter girl was kind of sick, but also people obviously in the kitchen were wicked mean all the time. Not necessarily.
Sorry if I. Oh, wait, we didn't work together.
No, we didn't work together. Not necessarily to me.
You should still apologize because you know you would have been one of them.
I've been mean to Scout. Yeah, totally. Plenty
oh,
of
100%.
Times.
But like.
And I've apologized.
Yeah.
I hope.
We moved on. Not necessarily to me, which is bullshit, just because like I knew like Burnham was in the on the line, and I think that's why people probably weren't as mean to me, but it was brutal. Like you had to, an order would come in and you had to stand in front of the line and read the ticket to them. Be like, oh, 5 lobster rolls, like a seafood box, whatever, like dozen clam cakes. And then they would just have to memorize all that. And there would be another girl behind you waiting to tell them their long ass ticket. And then another girl and another girl. So they would always get so pissed. And you'd be like, are you working like that kid's chicken tender? Which was like the worst because it would take like 10 minutes. And then this little fucking brat kid is in the corner like crying, waiting for it. And they'd be like, one fucking second. Like it was, oh, but I guess it was a lot meaner.
I feel like I remember a lot of the systems there just like being really like silly.
Yeah.
Like,
it made no sense.
Like clam cakers didn't get tickets. There was just
no
like,
one got
hey,
a ticket.
I need six.
No one got a
and
ticket.
Like, it was just like if you had so many orders, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It sounds dumb as fuck.
Well, I feel like people liked it. Like they liked to watch this like old school way of like ordering things and
bro,
doing things.
Dude, fuck traditionalism.
Exactly.
Okay? I got, all right, starting with the Supreme Court all the way down, dude. Fuck traditionalism. Okay. I got a problem with it. Just because it was always so doesn't mean that it should continue to be so.
Oh, no, 100%. And
just like 20%.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm dropping it, but if you want to keep going.
So the next summer, I was an expo. And
that was hectic as hell.
That was so hectic because it was the same thing where we got a ticket, but we didn't give the kitchen a ticket.
What the fuck?
So like, we would, it was like, you guys
like
had,
I don't really remember it that
you
much.
You had someone on here that talked about
Desiree.
Being, yeah.
Des.
So you would have to like flip a plate over and give it to them. Like you would hand over like a huge stack of plates and they would all have either a little number on it. Like you,
plates
that you
with
wrote
food on them or
no, like plates that
like
they would
be
use
like, here's what we need on this plate.
Yes.
To the cooks.
Yes.
So the cooks didn't have tickets at
no,
all.
No, no one had a ticket.
No, I'm already done. Fuck that. Like, are you kidding me?
So
how did that function? And they still function?
Yes. So we had pieces of paper. Like little pieces.
So you mean like tickets?
Okay, so yes, we would transcribe said ticket into numbers. So
do they
like,
know that there are computers for that now? Like what the fuck?
I mean, maybe things
They've
have changed.
They've been open
that.
Since 1896. Dude.
Yo, but bro, like that doesn't mean you have to run the place like it's 1896. Are you kidding me?
Oh, so like.
Like, let's not go there.
You have like a lot of duties on that station too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it exactly. was like, it was a big ass expo. It was much bigger than like the Crazy Burger expo station.
Yeah. Yeah, it was you had to do like everything. The
probably
chowders, you would like flip over a cup and that would be like red chowder, up would be like white and then to the side would be clear.
Like that's how they would give
it.
You the cups and then
that's
you would fill
how
it
I
depending
wouldn't fill
on
it.
Their their orientation.
Yeah.
Like they would hand you an empty cup, and if you knew if it was upside down, it was red, or right side up.
But I wouldn't do that. I'd be the one handing the cup. But
in general, that's how it was done. Yeah. That is fucking ridiculous.
So it would get filled because you were busy on a piece of little counter.
Like, how do you not just write red chowder on a piece of paper rather than be like,
and that place was like, that place did volume. It was not like
still
some, it's not some little clan. It's not like Monahan. Monahan's does a lot of work.
No, too, we had like a full dining room. So it would get so chaotic, and it's just a bunch of kids in the back. So like a 15-year-old boy would be like, "Well, what the what is this? Why is this stacked this way?" Like it would just get so chaotic, and then everyone's fucking with each other the whole time. Like we used to put Whirl, which is like a butter substitute. It's cheaper.
It's disgusting.
In people's soda cans because they didn't have fountain drinks. What? You had a soda, like, and you would in the can. And when if someone wasn't work like looking, you'd squeeze a shit ton of Whirl in it. And so you're working your ass off because it was just funny at that time.
Like just as a prank, not like, oh, we'll save money on soda.
I remember seeing
just like, fuck these people.
Yeah, like, so, so you put up all this shit for, you know, like the poor kid to like scoop the chowder, and then you see his back is turned. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to put Whirl it out in your soda.
I remember seeing
people. You're like, I don't know these people, but fuck them and their children.
I remember seeing people did the burger station, like cook burgers and Whirl.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so just gross.
It was so gross. Yeah. Bro. No, we would do that with our like our coworkers, not the customers, Drake. Yeah.
Okay, thank God. Because that's scared.
That would be like that's pretty brutal. Like, it would be dope, but yeah. No.
And did you waitress there too?
Yeah, then the next summer I moved up to waitressing.
So you went right through the ranks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you say was your favorite of the three?
I mean, money wise, serving.
Because you got paid 20%. Because I got. Well, getting paid only a wage of like three. How much were you paid as a wage at that point?
It was like the $3 thing. I don't think the waitress.
What was your check when you got it? Was it like $10 or was it like $2?
I used to get a check from them for like $20, I think, every week.
I remember servers that I knew being like, when I get my checks, it's like, I sometimes don't even pick them up or throw them away because it's like for like $2.75 or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ours, I think, were like $20 or something.
Still, like, they always week's paycheck and it's $20.
Yeah.
It's
were the customers there bad? Because I feel like everyone that goes there is just not from Rhode Island. Like, it's all tourists.
Yeah, right? So it's either really good or really bad because people are just bawling out because they're on vacation.
Gotcha, yeah.
Or they're like
lobsters and shit on the menu.
Yeah, so, yeah. And there was a thing called the shore dinner. Do you remember that?
What was in the shore dinner?
Fucking disgusting. It was a bowl of chowder, 4 clam cakes. Then you got a large fish and chip and then a like pound of steamers. And then a lobster.
Oh my God.
And then
I lost track of how many things.
Before you said lobster, I was like, this is only like $4 worth of food.
Yeah. It would be like for $50 though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you just act like it's like, oh, this is a lot of food, but everything costs like nothing.
Because
it's just like clam cakes.
The scallops fucked.
Yeah, they did.
At Aunt Carrie's.
Yeah.
Like the broiled scallops were mad good.
Everything was pretty good there.
When you deep fry shit, it's hard for it to be bad.
Yeah.
I feel like if I went there now, I would enjoy a meal there.
Oh, Cal and I went there a few summers ago.
You know, like,
Dude, obviously you're going to enjoy a meal at Aunt Carrie's.
By the time I left that place, though, I was like, this is the most disgusting place I've ever
worked. Any restaurant you work, you're like, this is fucking gross.
Well, especially just like any restaurant that has fryers and they fry a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just like,
like you can go back to a place you've worked and be like, I'm going to get this. Because I know how this is made, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So I waitressed there for a while. And then I think like at the end of one summer, they just didn't call a ton of us back. And it was like me, Claire, Cal, our friend Ian. I remember I like texted Laura, who is like our boss. And I was like, hey, like, can I like come back? Am I like, and they were like, oh,
I didn't get that text. Yeah. Bro.
I
was
like,
what's up?
I didn't get like the invitation. And then they were like, oh yeah, we're like all set this summer. And I was like, bro, oh fuck.
What did I do?
So I guess it was a very small restaurant, and obviously I was very, very comfortable there after being there for so long.
It was not that small.
It was small at like the server station. There was, you would be talking so like much shit.
Physically small.
Yes,
okay,
yes, yes.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you would be talking like a lot of smack. Obviously.
That's what Max does. That's like his number one thing is talking shit.
And of course you think you're being like
number two as well.
When there's just this one like very paper thin board between you and the customers and everyone else.
Exact,
you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And I was definitely caught talking lots of shit all the time by customers, which is whatever.
Wait, you were caught by customers talking shit about what?
About them.
By the customers?
Oh, yeah, yo, all the time. What?
I need to hear more details
like
about this.
This
shit.
One time, this kid, it was like one of the last tables. So obviously the restaurant's like clear. Mm. And he ordered a burger or something. And I was already pissed off because I was like, you know, these people fucking coming in before we close. Yeah.
And then they're ordering something that's not just from the fryer.
And like, ew, yeah. And it's a nasty ass burger there. That's like, you know, super, super
not
thin.
Even a good burger.
Yeah. So
I feel like it is good,
but though. It
like,
is in good. A bad yeah. Way, you know? Yeah. So I bring it out and, it had like a burger, lettuce, tomato, whatever, pickles. And he goes, oh, there's like stuff on this. And he was like, I can't eat this. I'm allergic to lettuce.
I want it plain.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And so I just took it in the back and like
threw
took everything off of it.
And gave the same one back.
And gave it back. And he didn't say he was allergic yet. And then when I bring it back, he goes, is this the same burger? And I was like, yeah.
You're like yeah. Obviously. That literally took 30
yeah,
seconds.
And
so
I
you
touched
go.
It. Like, yeah, I grabbed everything off of my hand and handed it back to you. And he was like, I'm allergic to lettuce.
He
and
said
I was
that
like, you are a fucking liar. Like, you are a liar. And I took it back and I remember I just like slammed it in the kitchen. And I was like, fuck that guy. I don't even know why I was so mad, but I was just irritated.
It was the end of the day and they were being a
and
little fucking
bitch.
And
it was also just bitch. this like grown man that like was being a total
bitch
about it.
Was it a grown man or a child? Like, are you
it was
saying
a grown man?
So the grown man was complaining like on behalf of the child.
No, this was his burger.
No, no, no. Okay. So this was a man's burger the whole
yes.
time, not
yes.
a child.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got it in my head
oh,
that
I think
this
I
was a small child.
I had the same,
that
as
was
a kid.
Ordering this, but dude, I can understand like a child would never have the fortitude to realize that, oh, you disappeared with the burger 1 minute ago and you appeared again
yeah.
with a burger that didn't have lettuce. A child would be like, oh, that's a new burger. They wouldn't be smart enough to realize that you just ditched the lettuce and tomato.
Yeah.
And it makes so much more sense now that you say that it was a full grown
man,
apparently what they would call an American man that was complaining about how lettuce at one point touched his hamburger.
Yeah. So obviously I talked mad smack about them. Or the guy in particular. And then another server came around the corner and she was like, dude, I can hear you from across the restaurant. And I immediately like my stomach just like sank because I just got caught. And I was like, oh, and I had to face them again. I had to bring the burger out again. And I was like, okay. Oh, fuck.
One time I texted my landlord and called him a scumbag. Thinking I was
yeah, exactly. It was what
roommate.
Accidental.
He was like, hey, man, yeah. Pot calling the kettle, bro.
And I was just like, sorry. I thought this was my mom I was texting.
You were calling your mom a scumbag?
No, it wasn't direct. It was like he's being a scumbag in reference to talking about my landlord.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
I thought... Like,
but I don't even care anymore because fucking landlords.
I yeah. find it funny that like, I find it unrelatable that you feel the like, oh shit, they heard me talking shit and now I got to face them because like, I was definitely one of the number one culprits of people would be like, you need to fucking tone it down because you're wiling out in the kitchen and everyone in the dining room can hear you fucking saying wild shit. And I would be like, maybe feel bad for a second and be like, okay, let me chill out. and tone it down. I never had to turn around and then face the people that I was just being like, fuck this. Like, I can't relate to how crazy that must be at all. Where you're like, you just go backstage essentially and behind the curtain, you're like, fuck these motherfuckers. And then you come out in front of the curtain and you're like, oh yeah, can I help you?
Yeah. Like, oh, hi.
I'm not the person that was just calling you a piece of shit with this exact same voice.
Yeah. So obviously,
that's crazy.
You know, tip me or anything. They were
didn't
probably
tip at all.
I don't think so.
Oh my
God,
Max, get your pitchfork and torch.
But I think the reason why I actually like didn't get called back there, and obviously things like that had happened all the time, where like, you know, some stupid thing happened, and I would be like, and I could delete things off of my checks. So, cause I had like, I remembered our manager's like, number on the POS.
Oh yeah. So you can get the admin password.
Yeah. So like if anyone ever complained about something, I would just take it off or, you know, whatever. And they treated me very well there. And then I obviously just got way too comfortable and,
you get in that position where you're just like, I dare you to fight.
They're like, you're
you think you're like invincible. And also it was like, I was in college at the time. Yeah. So it would, and once again, it's just my summer job.
You're just like, I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like I love this place and I care, but like, it's also like, I'm doing all these other things. So it's not my priority or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're young. You think you're like, no one can, you know, really sure. Like you're a little untouchable, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So the owner was the grandma.
Elsie.
And then Laura was the daughter. And then it was her.
And Amy.
Yes, Amy. And then her, Laura's husband.
Oh, Phil was the shit.
Dude. Taught me how to drive a stick. Yeah. Okay. So Phil was cool. But
I mean, Phil wasn't cool at first. Like the first year I worked there, I was like, fuck this dude. And then you kind of got to know him and you're like, all right, this guy's actually the man.
So we were like, kind of like had a okay relationship, but I also noticed that he treated the men in the place
a certain way
and then the women in a certain way, which obviously I didn't jive with.
I'm just going to guess based on no information, but I'm just going to go ahead and guess that he treated the men more favorably than he
did. Oh, 100%.
Okay,
like,
I don't know where I got that idea in my head, but I just figured that maybe that might
and
be.
And basically just like everything that I am against, he was for in life.
What, yeah, like, you know what? Like fish?
Yeah, pH. That didn't make sense, but
big hippie.
Yeah,
fucking
but also
page
not
side, rage side. Bro,
but he was also not a big hippie. He like it was a lot of political stuff, and I was talking mad shit about him.
I mean, I don't, you know, I love Phil, but I can't imagine he's on the same side.
No, and this was during the Trump election.
Oh my God,
so
that must
obviously
have been brutal.
Yes, it was very brutal. So I remember. I was talking once again, mad shit about him and his political views. Again, under that freaking paper wall thing at the server station.
So you're talking shit about your employer's political views?
Yes. And
on the clock at the job.
Yes.
Preach. Let's go, girl.
So.
Rags.
Let's go, girls. Bam, bam, banana, bam, bam.
That was it, yeah?
What? That was it?
No, go continue with this.
Let's pretend this was like a little in, like a.
Oh, no, no.
I thought we're done now. That's good.
No.
I was just channeling. I was just channeling Shania Twain.
If I warned you, I'd be like, hey.
No, we got a long way to go because there's like a half hour we got to cut out of this episode.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Oh, so now you're backtracking.
No, we're going to put it at the end of the episode, but we got to cut it out at the beginning.
So a ton of us didn't get asked back. I don't think Cal got asked back either. But I worked with fucking Johnny B. Mm. He did the chowder for
a
little
John
while.
John Barbera.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Not the real Johnny B.
And
John Barbera, I think, is the real Johnny B.
Oh, this podcast would beg to differ.
I mean, I love John Batwinski, but I think of him as John Batwinski, not Johnny B.
That's because you're wrong about many things. All right, but
fine.
Continue.
Anyway, Scout.
Well, I just like, I mean, I feel like they should tell like the stories from there, but like a lot of stupid shit happened.
I mean,
like disgusting bathrooms in the back.
I just remember there being like, that was a kitchen that was always overstaffed.
Yes.
So there was always time to fuck off and do like fuckboy shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, let's see who can throw clam cakes into the dumpster from the top of the parking lot.
And
like,
it hit a person.
No way. Someone hit a person.
I think
with
it was
clam
Johnny
cake.
B hit someone with a clam
That's
cake.
Legend. When
you guys are the honestly the worst.
No, like, at least we tip
when you talk about fuckboy shit and you come out here and you're fucking throwing shit at people that are innocent bystanders, like, you're a menace, dude.
I was 16.
That's not even funny.
It was hilarious.
You're an asshole for that
shit.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
And I do tip. Fuck you.
Well, another thing I remember was, they would throw out a lot of waste.
Yeah.
Like if clam cakes didn't get sold, you'd have to throw out, like, it would take two people to carry the trash.
Yeah, or all the chowder, they would just dump it at the end of the night.
Because you're just making batters in the morning, and, like, when the batter isn't done, like, it's gone. Like, there's no putting the clam back in the can.
Exactly. No, which was actually, like, I think more, not sanitary, but it was, like, a better practice, I think. Like, definitely, I think it's kind of gross that, like, you know, if you put that shit now, then it's been on the line, like, all day. And then you're going to put it back. Whatever.
I don't have a better system for that.
No, and nobody does.
It doesn't work because, like, the whole batter system, it's like chemistry shit. Like, it's based on, like, having, like, baking soda in there that causes, like, bubbles and shit to get, like, that tempura batter type shit. And once the, like, carbonation is gone, it's spent. Like, you can't, like, take fish out of the same batter the next day and... fry it up and act like it's going to be the same. Like, it's only fresh when it has, like, it's like that carbon dioxide is coming off in the bubbles and shit, making it all tempura style.
Fucking Bill Nye the Science Guy from this bitch.
Sorry. Anyway.
No, don't be sorry. I like that.
But
we need that science talk.
I'm going to settle it right now. When you guys are serving shit, were you just like, it's all canned clams? And shit like
yeah, it, they're like, from the seafood, whatever. Not canned, I guess. They would come in that plastic, like...
that plastic where,
like,
calamari
whole,
container.
Yeah, like the whole
container.
Bellies like and stuff come in.
That's better than nothing. But, like, for the listeners that don't know, clam cakes are typically, like, you get a can of clams. That's like you open the can and it's just like clam giblets in there. And you mix that with like a powdered flour based like a clam cake batter mix. And then you have like a batter that's 90% flour and water and like 1% clam cake. And then you just scoop that into a fry later and fry it into like a ball
of lard.
And it's like
straight fat.
Dude, what I find funny. Is that people will think that, like, coastal businesses, like Aunt Carrie's or, like, the Ocean Mist or something, it's like, damn, y'all must have, like, the freshest seafood because you'd be, like, right on the ocean. Uh-huh. And it's like, no, dude.
Nah, dog, that
we get
expensive.
Canned clams.
And the lobster roll.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like...
Dude,
frozen lobster meat.
It's New England's coup de grace to the fucking world of tourism where people think they're coming to New England to get fresh seafood. And it's you're coming to get the same frozen lobster that you would get at a lobster roll anywhere else. You just happen to be sitting closer to the ocean when you fucking eat it. Like, it's the biggest scam ever.
Where'd you go after Aunt Carrie's?
I
mean, you went to JWU.
That's when, I was working at Aunt Carrie's when I went to Johnson and Wales or like whatever.
So
when
you were
I
probably
started.
Extra cocky up in Aunt Carrie's. You were like, you know what? I go to JWU and I've been in this bitch for 3 years.
What
is
the
starch content in this batter right now? Like, are you guys even on our level?
Yeah, I think
What's
I
your,
did.
It's okay. You launched into that without having a joke ready.
It's all good.
I did 3 years. At JWU, and then my last year I worked at Georgian.
Did you meet Julian?
I did not, but You got, wait, oh, from, wait, that we were talking about earlier? Or the
Julian from the establishment.
Okay, so when you guys did that episode, I was like, that is so classic J-Woo kid.
Right.
Well, he was J-Woo man.
But. Yeah.
No, he was J-Woo kid.
People, how old was Julian?
People,
he's in his 30s now?
No, like, you're right in the fact that, yes, he was a man.
Okay.
But I'm saying he was a man child because he never knew struggle a day in his life because he was, like, a rich kid. But, yeah, dude, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to hate on JWoo people because, like, I work directly with people that went to JWoo and they fucking know a lot more about food than I do. And I'm not trying to act like anyone that went to JWoo is a fool.
Yeah.
But it is definitely a thing. And I mean, when I see the bear, maybe I'll be able to talk on this more.
Oh, Jesus.
More knowledgeably. But I feel like it's a thing that's ripe for fodder where it's like there are people that go to culinary school and then they're like, yeah, I'm fucking kill it at cooking. And then they get their first job on a line and then they're crashing hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And they can't handle it because all they know is culinary school type cooking.
Yeah.
I think it's more like,
and that's what that kid Julian was like. No shade to Julian, except for all of the shade I just threw.
Boy Julian was good. Like my experience in the industry, not necessarily that these kids from JWoo can't handle being on the line.
That's what I'm saying. It's
more like they can't handle having a day of work where they have a bunch of bitch work that they have to
yes.
do. Like, oh, I shouldn't have to cut a bag of onions.
Yeah, I have to cut 30 pounds of cucumbers.
I should not have to wash dishes because I went to, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I should be developing menus.
You're 100% right about
that.
You're definitely, I feel like a lot of them are on a very like high horse.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, oh, well, I paid money to learn all these things.
In a lot of those scenarios, they have that knowledge, but it's like,
yeah, well, also,
you may be the next David Chang, but that doesn't mean you don't have to put in the work and clean this fucking dish because you're in the dish pit, right?
Or, like, clean that grease trap and, like, do this nasty shit.
Yeah.
It's, like, part of it.
I mean, they definitely did have to do those things, like, in lab. I never did any of those things, but also, like,
cleaning a grease trap 101. I should teach that class.
Yeah. Well, because we did have, like, I mean, it's hard for me to remember.
Did they give you a different curriculum because you're a woman? Can we cancel JWoo right now? Can we cancel this university?
I mean, no. But damn. So
thought we had
JWoo is weird like that where, so I had to do 2 years of culinary school to get into the nutrition program that I wanted to get into.
To be like a dietitian.
Yeah, so I had.
Shout out Hannah, shout out Julie.
So I did my first 2 years of college was just culinary associates. And then the other 2 years
all
were...
All dishes, no dishes. You know what I'm talking about?
I did mad dishes. That was always
how many hours in four years.
Okay, yeah, I did think about that. So for the 2 years, and then it's like a lab is what?
4 years total.
4 years total, but I didn't have to do lab my last two with... So I don't know. I'm going to say like 50 hours?
All right.
Is that fair? If you're accurate, yeah, that's fair as fuck.
Because, like,
what do you mean by fair?
Like, if you're working 50 hours of dishes, she's worked over a full week's worth of work.
That's over 4 years.
Then she
years.
Can at least say she knew what it's like to be in the dish pit.
I feel like that's...
Yes, it's not. You're acceptable, right. It's not enough.
If that's acceptable, that's the minimum.
Well, dude, I mean, you're not paying for college to pay to learn how to clean dishes. Like, if I went to JWoo and I paid for that education, and they were like, here's your fourth lab of just cleaning dishes.
But we've talked about this.
I'd be like, I'm paying $600 a class to do your goddamn dishes.
Like, I'd be flipping out.
But we've said this before on the pod that, like, that might be where you find out. Maybe this isn't cut out for me.
Dude, there's a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying that 50 hours is fair, because it's like she probably had to do the dishes after whatever she was doing.
So you would divide and conquer, obviously, like after lab. But like sometimes the cool spot to be would be like, I'm just going to chill with these like three people in the back and we'll just bang out all the dishes. And you guys like sanitize and do like break down the kitchen and do all this other stuff. Because also I didn't. You know, I never wanted to, like, I had no plans of, like, yeah, I really want to work in a kitchen and I really want to, like, be a chef.
Well, you also already had some experience as well, where a lot of kids go to JWoo with, like,
Well, I had never held like a knife like that before. I had held a chef knife or anything. Like when I cooked at home, I would use a freaking like steak knife. And, but I mean, you get your like knife kit. I was like, oh, I'm going to like cut my fucking finger off with this.
You're like, I've never used a knife in a non-fight situation.
Yeah,
Only ever used to using this tool when it's like against my enemy's throat.
I'm more of a stabbing motion.
Yeah.
Cutting.
And they make it sound so cool because they're like, and you get to engrave all of the knives like with your, and I thought I was going to come out like so sleek, like, you know,
why are they teaching people not to wash dishes, but they're like, we're going to teach you how to engrave a knife.
Oh, it was like,
why the fuck do they need to know that?
It wasn't cool. It was just because
it is cool, but it's just like,
no, but you think it's going to be cool. And then it's just this like freaking buzzer thing. It's like, and you have like this like kind of crappy childlike of your initials on your really nice knife that you just ruined.
We're totally, familiar with people putting like childlike engravings of initials on it.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah, Mary-Kate and Ashley, Mila Kunis. Yeah, we're familiar with that. And it's like, it's so, I think it's totally makes sense because it's like, it makes sense that it's like you would go to school and learn a bunch of culinary shit, but one of the things that you remember most vividly is the time that they were like, we're gonna whip out this laser and we're gonna engrave shit into this knife, boy. Yeah. You look sick.
Yeah, I thought that was gonna be really cool. And of course it was just a bust.
You don't remember anything about doing dishes or cleaning up after yourself, but you remember that laser, bro.
There were some disgusting classes that I had to take. Like I had to take a meat cutting class.
Ooh, that's butchery.
Is that how you and Craig
Craig fucking loved that class.
Hell yeah, dude.
He talked about it with me all the time and I'd be like, I don't even want to, like,
out Craig.
I'm so nervous for that class. Like, I don't want to take it because it just wasn't like my thing. And
it's pretty freakish.
I'm obviously an animal lover. It was just like, people would tell horror stories about that class. Like, oh, and then they bring out a pig's head and you guys have to like take
it
apart. Yeah. And all this shit. And lab started at 7 a.m. too. So you're already like, you don't feel good.
You like get out of bed to cut up some raw pork.
Smell raw chicken for the next 7 hours.
Hey, that's another wake up call though of people that want to be in the restaurant. Like if you can't wake up in the morning and like rip apart some pork tendons and like,
bro, if you're not ready
to talk about it.
If you're not ready to butcher on the Craigular, then you're not ready to get into this game. So
well, and the teacher was gross. Like he never washed his hands. And you'd have like lecture for the first like 2 hours of lab, and it would be on the meat cutting tables, which was already gross in itself. Like you're trying to like write all your shit and you have like raw chicken that's been there from like the day before, like stuck in that wooden table, like all this stuff.
That's gnarly.
And he would be grading your papers after he just did like a demo where he like took something apart and he'd like hand it back to you and it just have like stains of like dead animal like juice on it.
And like
I remember he was trying to hand something to me one time and it was just covered in like
dead animal,
raw, but like in pork or something. I was like, I don't want this.
That reminds me of, I want to tell the listeners today, shout out my sister Ika. My sister and I were driving in her truck, and then she got triggered by seeing a free estate sale sign, and we skirted real quick over to where the free estate sale was, and we went and we grabbed like a bunch of free shit from this estate sale. And I was like, yo, check out this sick shit I got. Like, I got like a cool map of Italy that was like a Japanese map of Italy. So like all this shit was in Japanese, but there was all this like red splattering on it, right? Mm. And my sister was like, yo, you know what that is? That's when like mice give birth and then all their blood and placenta and afterbirth just like splatters onto the shit. And I was like, ill, bro. So I'm sitting there in her truck with like a map folded up on my lap that just has like red splatters everywhere. That's just like mouse afterbirth.
This is getting more gruesome than I thought it was going to be honest. Bro.
And I was just like, yo, church, I'm putting that shit on my wall when I get home.
You were with Chris Church?
No, but I said church up to the Almighty.
Shout out.
Yo, praise be to the Almighty Mouse up above. Dude, I'm fucking putting this on my wall when I get home. All praise the fucking mouse placenta. Shit's nasty.
So, you know, Craig's episode was one of my favorite episodes of our podcast.
He lives for that placenta.
I mean, I also,
shit.
You know, I love to see the downfall of
that. He ain't no Craigular Joe, dude. He's about that lifestyle.
So what was it like coming home to seeing Craig, like, drying meats?
Oh, my God. I love Craig. And I love John, obviously. Those were the two roommates I lived with my junior year. Like, really good friends, helped me through a lot, obviously, my sophomore year. But good Lord. this is my junior year, too, where I'm not doing culinary stuff as much anymore.
You're just being a normal
person.
I'm
trying to do a four-year program in 2 years. Yeah. So, obviously, it was very intense, and I was getting my ass kicked. And I just remember one time we were all, I don't know why, my friend John and Emily and I were watching The Hills Have Eyes in my room.
Which one?
For no reason, the first one. And then we hear, like, country music fucking playing because Craig loves country. Yeah. And then you hear, like, and he's fucking making sausage,
dude, that's
or something.
So funny. Dude, I can never imagine being in a situation where you're like, I'm hearing a bone saw and I don't know if it's from my roommate or if it's from the horror movie I'm watching.
Just like, that's fucking, oh my God. And
the fact that you could be hearing a bone saw and it's not from The Hills Have Eyes.
I gotta go to the bathroom and Craig's in the kitchen with just blood all over an apron.
Exactly.
Fucking Craig.
I fucking love that kid.
Me too.
He's not Craig, man.
Yeah. Good Lord. That was a time.
Keep it Craigular.
Yeah. And then he wanted to start making. I remember, what the fuck did he bring in our room one time? He was like, oh.
Making jerky, like salumi.
He was like, do you want to try blood sausage? And I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Blood sausage is really good.
Absolutely not. I don't want to see it. I don't know what that is.
It,
like,
slaps.
Dude,
no.
If you're at a restaurant and someone's do you want blood sausage? It's one thing. When you get home from a shift at a restaurant,
how was your day?
Comes up to you in your own home and is like, you want blood sausage? You're like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, no.
Bro. Oh, shout out, Craig.
Seriously, shout out, Craig. And John. John should probably come on the podcast, too.
No doubt.
He's done a lot. Like, he was very... Jaewoo, not very Jaewoo, but he did a lot more Jaewoo stuff than I did, like cooking Asia and everything.
I just want to say Jaewoo is nothing to scoff at. Like, we do talk shit about, like, people that go to culinary school, and it's like, it's a classic joke that it's like, oh, they're a different class than people that are like OG line cooks and like they can't make it or something. But it's like, Jaewoo is nothing to scoff at. Like, people learn shit there. But it is known that certain people that go, if you go to Jaewoo and you've never worked a line in your life, you might want to try to work a kitchen job before you commit to paying for college to be a cook. You know what I mean?
Well, it's also just like, I mean, like, not to shit on any type of education, but like, you can learn.
Being uneducated people,
we should probably being uneducated people. You know, it's like some people are just born artists; they don't have to go to art school. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but some people are born artists, and then they think that they were born cooks, and they take a couple culinary classes, and they think they can do fucking latte art on your fucking tuna steak, and they don't realize that they're crashing tickets in the printer and shit, and that's where we all have problems with culinary school people.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on all day.
Yeah. It was definitely, like, the most diverse, like, degree to go into, I guess. Like, you had a ton of international students. It would be like the really rich kids that, whatever, my dad owns 3 restaurants and I, you know, whatever, I get to come here and I already know all this stuff, blah blah blah. And then there would be the kid that was like, oh yeah, like, I went to a tech school my whole life for cooking and now I get to go to Jaewoo, blah blah blah. Like, it was a perfect mix of, like, all these different type of people that I don't think I would have met if I had done another degree or, like, I went feel like somewhere else.
A lot of people I know that have gone to JWoo, not even for cooking. I know like a lot of people go to JWoo for like event planning.
Yeah.
Like, or like being a dietitian and shit like that.
I just feel like JWoo is a school that a lot of people go to like as a freshman without an idea of what they want to do.
Yeah. That's what I'm like, saying.
That was me.
School for I'm that. Saying it's a great school to go to if you're going for a culinary degree. It's literally the second best school in the country. You could go to behind the CIA to have a culinary degree. I think what I'm saying is people think they want a culinary degree before they realize what being a fucking cook is really all about.
And I mean, like,
but people that come from other countries and shit, it's like, it's a different animal for those kind of people. Like,
yeah, there and are they're people that are really like, good.
Nah, bro, I know I'm a cook and I know I want to be a cook. Yeah, like, and I've gone through it in my own shit and now I want to go to one of the best culinary schools. So much respect due to those people and no hate at all. But it's definitely a thing where people are like, I like cooking, right? I'm going to go to JWoo and do that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you got a JWoo degree and then you think that just makes you a cook. And it's like, nah.
A chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Chef. Thank you, chef. My bad.
Yeah, and that's how I felt like, you know, for the 2 years that I had to do the associates in culinary, it was my mom, like my mom would be like, oh yeah, you have to do that to get the go into the nutrition stuff. Yeah, and no matter what, like you're going to learn a skill. Like you're going to learn.
It's totally going to supplement like whatever you already know. And you're going to be set up well.
Yeah. So I did, you know, I was one of those kids that was like, yeah, I don't really know why I'm here, but it was because I wanted to do this other program. But like, I was very, very lost. Like, hey, I don't know if this is what I want, but I'm pretty sure you're
talking to two people that both went into the college years being, I guess I'm going to college because I'm supposed to, but I have no fucking idea what I want to do here.
I mean, mine was, it's free, so I can't really say
exactly. And mine was free at the time, too. So, yeah.
Once it became not free, I was like, I'm
no idea what I'm doing.
Here. Yeah. So, Scout, I think we're starting to run out of time.
First of all, I don't think we are because we're cutting like 40 minutes to this episode.
You think so?
We need to get into these
you
notes.
You think so? I was going to say that we should go into the classic questions.
Okay.
That we do. And I know the big G is on your list of a place to work.
Yeah.
And maybe we could save stories from that to the next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as a server, I really... Like, as you being a server, I'm sorry. I wanted to ask, like, worst customer stories.
Oh,
I mean, I know we kind of touched on a couple, brutal. But, like, or just worst, like, people interaction.
Yeah.
Lay it on us.
So, obviously, since I've worked in restaurant stuff, you obviously grow a thicker skin than when you first started. Like, when I first started serving at Oncari's, and if someone yelled at me, I would be like devastated.
Yeah.
But now, and also I only work at George's.
Imagine just yelling at
I can't. Like, okay. But I only work one night a week now because I obviously work my other job. But so now it's like, it's becoming that same thing for me where it's like, I don't really care. And, you know, if somebody talks shit to me, I'm just like, whatever. I think the worst is just when people, just don't tip me or like do this huge bill. No, so I remember this one really sticks out to me. Obviously people have been like huge assholes to me. But I also don't give them the satisfaction of it being like, I won't just be like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. I'll be like, I mean, you can talk to my manager, but I don't really know what you want me to do for you.
You can read the situation.
But I remember on Mother's Day, this fucking table. It was like this girl and her parents. The girl took her parents out to dinner for Mother's Day, blah, blah, blah. She orders all this like stupid shit and then, you know, rearranging it. Can I have this with this? Can I have this with blah, 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 blah. Nothing on the menu. I do it all for them. It's obviously very busy. Takes forever. Their bill was like $120. And I remember I went back and she left me $5 And I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
Wait, their bill was $120.
And she left me five on the credit card slip.
Less than a 5% tip.
Yeah. So I was like, absolutely not. So I went out to her and I said, excuse me, because I wanted her to feel bad. Not feel bad, but I wanted it to be like, there are
situations where you need to let people know.
I caught you, and I'm going to embarrass you now in front of this whole restaurant. Because
the whole thing is they think they can just walk away and never deal with the confrontation. Yeah,
so I was like, hey, did something happen? Like, did you have a really bad service?
This is a classic thing to do. That's
Was there
something wrong?
Yeah, you have to start it with
there
like,
wasn't?
Yeah.
Then what the fuck?
Yeah, and she was like, oh no. And I go, oh, because your bill was $120. You left me five. And she was like, oh yeah, sorry about that. And I go, oh, that's really nice. You got to hang out with your mom on Mother's Day. I would have loved to do that, but I have to work here. Savage. Like I have to serve people like you today.
Skewered.
And she was like, yeah, again, I'm sorry. And then like left. And I was like, fuck you. Like
for real.
Yeah. But that felt really good.
Of course.
And I wasn't mad. It was just like, I just wanted to like...
Scout the Impaler, skewered them motherfuckers.
Scout the Impaler.
Skewered.
I just wanted her to make it known, like, I see you.
That's
and
the
I'm going to like confront you about this.
I never knew that how much of a thing that was in the server life, that it's like when people give you a bad tip, you can't let them get away with it. You need to like make a scene and call it.
Yeah.
Like, and I would hear it. Like, I worked at a bar for a long time at the Ocean Mist, and people would be like, yo, when someone tips me like just the change from the drink and I get like two quarters, motherfucker, take the two quarters, hum that shit.
Yeah.
And dude, these bartenders know the bounce ratio of the bar so well that they would just like hum the quarter at the bar and it would bounce perfectly to like ricochet right at the fucking customer.
Or
and be like you want to leave me 50 cents on your fucking two shots and two beers? Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, fuck you.
Exactly.
I'm not listening to you the whole rest of the night when you're like, I need a drink. Like,
what I love to do is like after a table pay, like if they gave me cash and it's like some bullshit tip, I'll give their change and they'll say like, all set. I'll go back, get the change and give it back to them in front of the whole table. Be like, here's your change. Like this is what was left. So they're embarrassed then in front of the, like, their family. Here's the
14 cents that you needed so badly.
Yeah.
People are the fucking worst. And you're so right to do that because like people will think they can get away with it and be like, oh, I'm going to leave like a shitty chip and then we're going to dip. We're going to dip out of here before they get the chip.
Nobody else at this table will know I just did that.
Yeah. And they don't think like, dude, it could be even more nefarious. Like everybody else at the table pitched in on what they thought was going to be a healthy tip. And then you don't give the healthy tip because you want to pocket your friend's money.
Yeah.
And dude, it's so, that's got to be so fucking glorious.
Yeah.
I wish I could witness like a YouTube channel that was just videos of servers going out and being like, excuse me, here's your fucking change you needed so badly and shit like that. Like,
do you remember that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry and
I remember the ugly sexual
Larry and Richard are like,
yes,
they're, oh no, it's not Larry and Richard. It's Larry and the guy that plays George Costanza. And he's like, how much are you leaving for a tip? Because they're splitting the bill. He's like, I'm not telling you. And they're like fighting to try to give more of a great tip.
Jason Alexander.
And then there is that one with Lewis, though, where like it's who tips more. Like, yeah, something it's like so that. Yeah, yeah.
Shout out Jason Alexander. I mean, merrily we roll along.
That Steven didn't happen as much to me like when I was bartending, but also it's like, I guess not as, like I wouldn't have a $600 bill when I was bartending. I would have that as like a server.
I also feel like as a bartender, you can't, I mean, I guess depending on the job, but like, a bartender's kind of stationary a lot.
Yeah.
Like you can't really chase someone down as much as where like a waitress can like follow you into the fucking parking lot.
Bro, bartenders will get motivated though.
Yeah. Like, if you have like, someone else on the bar or the bar back, like, can you watch this area for a second? Yeah. I gotta go like shame these people.
You gotta go out there and fucking
Scout, I've heard a lot of stories from Aunt Carrie's, but what about like bad injuries you've seen?
So
or have happened to you.
I mean, I don't think I creepily have not had any like super bad injuries that I, you know, like nothing sticks out to me. Obviously in culinary school, I cut my, I cut my finger all the time. Like I would have like my hands covered in those stupid finger.
They keep them
condom-y
sharp.
Things. Yeah. But I did
Max
see...
just calls those condoms.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he got you. So I did see at JWU a huge ass cauldron knock down and hit someone in the head.
Damn.
And then
like knocked them to the ground.
I'm yes. just thinking like he, fucking
fuck.
So he got really badly concussed.
Professor Snape was bugging with his fucking cauldron. Like bonked fucking one of them fucking Slytherins in it.
So he and I don't think he wanted anyone to know that he was concussed, because if you miss a day of lab, if you miss 2 days of lab, you have to retake the lab.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
Yeah. Deleted. So he went to the bathroom and was like vomiting and everything, like trying to recover so he could go back to
Jesus
lab.
Christ.
Leave yeah. it to the American higher educational system to emulate the NFL and make people feel like they can't report their concussion. No.
Listen, you're going to have to get back out there.
I can't let them know I got a concussion because I paid for this class, bro.
That's more like, I can't let them know I have a concussion.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
At
the yeah, fuck the concussed.
Wow. So that was
I was one of them. So
at Aunt Carrie's, some girl, it wasn't even a kitchen, I guess, but some girl came in and her head was bleeding like profusely, like smelt the whole
as a customer.
Yes. Smelt
for
the
clam
whole
cakes.
Yeah. Well, she was asking for like assistance.
Okay. She wasn't asking for clam cakes. She was like, I'm bleeding. Okay.
Help.
Thank you so much. I feel so much better. I thought you were about to be like, so she came in asking for food.
Well,
I
just it wasn't even like roll. She was like, oh, I need an ambulance. She was like, can I have like a towel?
Yeah, I just bust my. She probably bust her head on the rocks, right?
Yeah,
right there
yeah,
the
she
rocks.
Bust her. Yeah,
she bust her head on the rocks.
Probably
right near, for the listeners.
Yeah,
it's right. The clam shack is right near, like where you can get near the shore of the ocean.
Is that
there's
like a private
rocks.
Beach?
Yeah,
you can walk
yeah.
on that. Walk yeah. on that are pretty treacherous.
Uh huh. Yeah. So I don't know what happened to that girl, but damn. It like smelled the like.
Her
I had to leave.
Smelled?
Yes, like the
holy
it smelled
shit.
Like a like someone
just,
got like.
Did
yeah.
you smell her blood?
Yes,
is what you're saying.
I
leaking.
Had to leave because I was like, "Ooh, this is really
all right,
grossing
Nosferatu,
me out."
So this lady came in and you were like, "Smells like blood in here." Jesus, oh, that's brutal. I the most fucked up thing is that I know what you mean.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked.
And I'm like not good with that stuff.
You're like,
so
what smells
I
like
right
pennies?
Outside.
Pennies.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
something smells like pennies in here. What's
yeah.
going?
And then another time, some girl was coring an onion, and she like. Did her whole hand.
Oh.
Ooh.
Like this way too.
She sliced
what
her
the
hand.
Fuck?
Yeah.
For the listeners, she was signaling emotion of slicing your hand down your entire forearm to
yeah.
your elbow.
So she
was
had to go to
like
the hospital.
She was holding an onion in her hand.
And you had to core
and trying
it.
Trying to core it with a knife and she sliced her
yeah.
down her whole
yeah, because we had a soup stocks and sauces class, and that's when you were timed and you had to like perfectly cut like a julienne and the little dicey and square and everything and tornea potato and like flute a mushroom or something.
All right, we're canceling JWU for endangering your students.
Stop fluting.
JWU canceled. Kidding me? People fucking slitting their wrist over this fucking onion shit?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
acceptable.
That was brutal. I think I was, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm going to curse myself now, but that has not happened to me
yeah.
or anything that bad.
Knock on the particle board
yeah.
to fucking
yeah.
save yourself.
This is real wood over here if you want.
Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Knock on the so deer, Anders.
Do you have any more questions for Scout Dan?
Well, I just want to say, do you have anything in your notes you want
to
get
in my notes?
Yeah, because literally... We're definitely cutting 40 minutes of
yeah,
this episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, if you guys want to save, like, Georgia's stuff.
Definitely for, save
Georgia's
stuff,
stuff
next time.
For another time. Yeah. And I you know, like,
I
obviously
like,
still
like
there.
Not even just with you, with some other people that will be on the pod. We have some, like, cans of worms to open about Georgia's.
We got a whole
about some things
we got
I, like,
Champlin's
yeah.
people that need to come on. We got a whole gallery.
Some things
fucking,
I probably can't, like, as much game. Talk about.
Ladies and gentlemen, she Canva. Is closing the notebook.
Yeah. Are you closing the notes?
No.
I guess. I mean, that's it. Done,
it's done. It's dusted. Yeah, yeah. Ladies, gentlemen, and others, we are closing the notebook on today's episode.
I would just like to apologize for last week's episode.
Yeah.
I was a little lazy on my editing, and Dan called me out for it, and I'll be better.
I mean, I feel like you should apologize more for your takes about tipping, but
definitely don't. So I am not. Well, yeah, because you're desperate short.
For that tip. Oh, God.
But I mean, hey, it's an open debate, so we can keep talking about it. Not on the podcast, but
yeah, you guys need a whole episode for that.
Yeah, we should do a whole solo episode about it.
Yeah, we'll film it. We'll just
fist fight. Like PowerPoints.
Yeah, no, I have to. We'll get it going. I'll teach him how to create one, and then we'll get it going, baby.
Do you think you're better at PowerPoint than me?
Well, that was the joke, but we're not going to get into it.
Bro, I've been on Microsoft Office until...
Dude, just transition it. You're going to star wipe the shit out of me, dude, with your sick transitions.
I'm going to show you so many calculations on Microsoft Excel. It's crazy.
Okay, that's enough.
Well, I guess before we give the little outro... We're going to close with a different song today. I want to give a little shout out to my boy, Jesse the Tree.
Much respect, due.
Best rapper in Providence. We're giving a little shout out on the best
present company
podcast
included.
In I'm joking. He can wrap some circles around us. But his new album, Pigeon Man, is out, and that shit is crazy. Sage Francis is on it. It's under Strange Sage Famous. Francis. It's great. Scout, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, of course.
Promise it won't be another... 9 episodes before you come back on. And I think that's
so happy for this bit to be over.
It's we're going into the 60s, dude.
Yeah. What's your gonna be your fucking
they gotta be peace and love eps. Yeah, the 60s.
Oh yeah, we gotta find 60 Cent so we can keep this bit going.
All right. Well, I'm Max Messier Richter.
I'm Dan Cotter, and I'm sorry.
I'm Greta Scout Claude.
And this is the Rags to Dishes podcast. No rest till we equalize the ratio. No rest till we pressure pain into gold. Yeah, not safe for the radio. Head still in space, soul sent somewhere tracheal. Go. No rest till we equalize the ratio. No rest. Look. Top seed in the people's champs bracket. I'm screaming fuck a Nazi like I'm JoJo Rabbit. Fuck. Meditating to the radio static. John McEnroe, I bring the ruckus and the racket. The suffering is stagnant, towers made of plastic. Billionaires paying a penny of their taxes. I can't relax in this infinite class war. Catch me throwing boulders at your pitiful glass walls. I'm that tall, with my people on my shoulders. Got no pistol in the holster, just a fist of broken molars. My folder filled with the notes I took. I'm not shook, got my foot in the ass of a white hood. I'm that tall, with my people on my shoulders, got no pistol in the holster.